and helping folks better manage their health. That would fall under my departments.
And that's one of the reasons why you call it Wayne Healthcare.
That's right. Yep, we have transitioned from hospitals being a source of strictly acute care to really trying to provide holistic wellness to the individual.
And that really is, and I know we'll be talking about this more as we go through the rest of the year as far as celebrating 100 years with Wayne Healthcare. But that's, again, just one of the things that has changed in not just perception but reality, and that is taking care of the whole person and offering services and so forth, care for people, not just, you know, if they have an illness.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, a serious injury or something like that. There's a lot more to that now than there ever has been, right?
Absolutely. We have a wealth of resources for our community at the hospital. And I think one thing that's interesting in doing the research regarding, you know, historical events that have played out in our century of existence, and the thing that stood out to me is the prevalence of community involvement in our hospital. You know, we take care of our community from a health and wellness perspective, but really the community has done a wonderful job of taking care of us, especially in our early years. Throughout the 30s and 40s, there were multiple instances of the community really coming together in times of war during the Great Depression and really helping the hospital to, one, expand services and expand facilities, but two, just showing an outpouring of support, which has been absolutely outstanding. And I think that community commitment to their local healthcare provider has stood to this day.
And some interesting tidbits that you guys said, before the program today that I just think it's crazy to think about. One of them is the fact that in September of 1937, there was a new superintendent that was hired. The annual salary, $2,000.
Yes,
that
Joel.
Was what they got paid. But on top of that, they got a whole $5 Christmas bonus that year.
Yes. You know, doing... yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, the transition, you know, economically of the entire country. But just seeing that in that article just shows how long that we've been able to be a pillar of the community, the superintendent making $2,000 in 1937. Another interesting example of community outpouring was the request for headphones in the late 30s. There was a request for community members to donate their older unused headphones because the prominent communication technology at the time was radio. And a quote from the paper said, "Radio programs will undoubtedly tend to break the monotony of constant quiet in medical care." And I just thought that was so interesting because we have, you know, very similar parallels today where we're constantly trying to make our patients as comfortable as possible, provide modern technologies to use as resources during their stay with us. So I just thought that was a really interesting piece.
Because obviously back then there was no TV. You didn't have televisions every room, right, where you could watch movies or TV shows. There were no other devices, no tablets,
iPods, no smartphones. The radio was the hot ticket item, and we wanted to make sure that our patients had access to it. And I just thought that was such a neat thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And just like you said, too, I think an example of what the hospital was trying to do at that time to make its patients more comfortable. Because even then, you know, doctors and everybody working in the hospital wanted the patients to have the best experience they could.
Absolutely.
Right? So they would keep coming back and tell their friends and family, because obviously there wasn't a whole lot of advertising back then either, right?
Yeah, I think it just highlights the fact that patient satisfaction has been a priority for Wayne Healthcare, you know, for the duration of our existence. But just it was incredibly interesting to read some of those details of the way that Wayne Healthcare supported the community, supported the patients, and then the reverse of the community supporting us as well.
That's so critical. I mean, I would think it's especially critical in a community this size. I mean, now as well as a century ago, because it's, you know, Greenville, let's face it. I mean, the truth is it's not a city the size of even Dayton, much less Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, or someplace like that.
No. And another historical example of that is in the 30s and 40s, two of our major additions were attended by over 1,100 people. One of the additions, another very interesting historical tidbit, is one of the additions was actually supported by the benefits of a play entitled The College Girl, and over 100 community members were casted in this play. I mean, that is a massive undertaking logistically for a community to take that on and then donate the proceeds of that play to the hospital. Outstanding outpouring of support by our community.
Yeah, as that was, I'm sure, more than just them wanting the hospital to survive, you know, stay open.
Absolutely.
So they wouldn't have to go to a bigger city. I'm sure that some, at least, of that was them wanting the hospital to continue to grow and expand and bring in, you know, serve patients again in that area so they wouldn't have to make long trips somewhere else.
Absolutely. And I think more than that, you know, the hospital, in a sense, has woven itself into the fabric of the community. Being that we're a small rural community hospital, you know, a lot of our employees are local. A lot of the people that receive services from us live right here in our community. And, you know, that is something that's been, you know, happening for 100 years now. And I just think that's a special thing to see, especially to see it last for the length of time that it has.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a break here and come back and talk more with Jordan Francis, Director of Wellness Services with Wayne Healthcare. So please stay tuned for that as Community Ties program continues on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
The community.